Here we are, first podcast. This is Frank Hill coming at you from the Parhesia Institute for Self-Assimilation. No, that's not right. Subjective self-assimilation. Something like that. I forget. Let me look it up here. Just a moment. Yes, the Parhesia Institute of Subjective Self-Assimilation, or PISS. Broadcasting to you from Chicago, Illinois. Podcasting to you from Chicago. Don't know what it is I want to say in these podcasts. Just thought I'd give it a wing. Give it a whirl, as a, so to speak. If you're listening to my voice still, congratulations. You're a long-time listener, my first long-time listener, and there will be a prize associated with this. I don't know what prize exactly, but perhaps that will come up in a future broadcast, podcast. I've got a noisy chair that you might be able to hear in the background. That chair squeaks and rolls across the floor once in a while. So beware of the chair. Using GarageBand to record this podcast, and there's a space for a male voice, female voice, jingles, a jingles track. I'm not sure really how to use that jingles track. I'm assuming that it, you know, you would drag various little ditties there to entertain the audience. I don't know if I can figure out how to do that this time around, but we'll see. Maybe there'll be a jingle in the future. All right. Not sure what the volume level is like on this. I can see the meters going up and down, and it looks like this is recording at a very low level. Let me see if I can adjust that. 93%? I don't know. Looks still very low. Let me test it out. So I paused for a moment to try and figure out the microphone. Trying to sit a normal distance away from the microphone so I don't have to speak right into it. Feel a little weird speaking alone in a room. With just my computer and these, whatever, the surroundings of this room here, which I could describe, but I won't, much to the, disappointment, I'm sure, of the one listener, or no listeners that I have brought thus far through this podcast experience. Let me see. What can I talk about today? So, recording over this, although it seems to be keeping the old stuff on there. That's weird. Hold on. No, it isn't. It isn't keeping the old stuff on there. It's just, it's recording over it. It's just that I can see it still in the graphic representation of my voice going up and down. So, today has been a quiet day in Lake Wobegon, my hometown. That's a different show. It has been a quiet day, a day of staring at the wall, a day of feeling less than wonderful about myself and the world. That's cheery. Hang on a second. And, well, I don't know. This is not interesting. I'm going to back up and re-record. So we're back, and I realized I need to introduce myself. I'm Frank Hill. I'm a philosopher poet living in Chicago, Illinois, ostensibly operating as an attorney Although right now I'm unemployed and have a lot of time on my hands, I volunteer 3 days a week at the National Sergeant Shriver National Center on Poverty Law. Work on some interesting projects there, and try to keep my head up, which is not the most, you know, the easiest thing to do in these times of unemployment and less than ideal circumstances. What else can I say about myself? I'm an expectant father. We're expecting our first child in December 28th. I'm very excited about that. We're both very excited about that, nervous and excited. I ordered some books today from Amazon.com. They didn't pay me to say that. And some books on being an expectant father and what to expect, I guess, besides a baby. What your expectations should be. And sort of what you're supposed to expect or what to expect when you're expecting, although you're a dad. So you're not really expecting in the same way as mom might be expecting. In fact, it's nothing like what mom is going through. Haven't had any sympathy pains, no nausea, no strange bumps in the night, so to speak. Just my normal self with a pregnant wife who's experiencing all these things that are very alien to her and to me, especially to me, since she's experiencing them. At any rate, well, I thought I'd keep this podcast to 10 minutes and 7 minutes and 16, 17, 18 seconds now. Now more, 22. I won't recite them all as they creep up to 10 minutes. It's an amazingly long period of time to fill with your voice. In fact, I just decided arbitrarily on 10 minutes just before recording this short segment about 10 minutes and what 10 minutes means. So there you are. There's my thought process. You're in it with me and you're experiencing every minute detail of it. Isn't that exciting for you? Well, I was going to close with a jingle. I'm recording on the jingles track. Hang on just a second. As I said, I was going to try and record a jingle for you, but I can't figure out how to do that. And I just feel that in the interest of time and space and the cosmos, just time, my own time, my own laziness, that I would just post this up as a podcast, try and get that going, and then deal with more sophisticated things as that comes along. So with 1 minute and 15 seconds remaining in this podcast, I guess I just want to say thank you to the one listener who has continued to listen to this podcast through this entire scintillating conversation with Frank Hill. Coming at you live from the Parhesia Institute for Subjective Self-Assimilation, PISS, shedding light on that greatest of human tragedies, hope. And maybe I can close with the reading of my latest poem. Maybe that would be appropriate. Words, like leaves, fall past my fingers and linger for a moment, then wither in the sunlight, bright, brittle reminders of poems I might have written. Good night.